Next Wednesday, I'll be out of town, and Kim will be ministering here. Ken will be ministering on Sunday. Sunday night, we're going to have the Lord's table. I hope that you'll support these men in their ministry while I'm gone. I don't know if any of you ladies have ever worked hard, planned ahead of time, worked hard, anticipated, prepared a meal, did some inviting, and nobody showed up. It's a very, very discouraging thing. So I hope that you'll support these men in my absence next week. Okay, we've been looking at Messianic Psalms, and we said that Messianic Psalms are predictive, they're prophetic. Some psalms are totally devoted to Messiah. Some psalms, you have little portions of them that focus on Messiah. The rest of the psalm may be purely historical. We have looked at two of these Messianic psalms. Psalm 22 predicted Messiah's sufferings and even his crucifixion 1,000 years before crucifixion was even practiced as a form of capital punishment. We have looked at Psalm 110, which is Messiah in session, where he was ascended and seated at the right hand of the Father, waiting for it till his enemies became his footstool. And in that psalm, he is said to be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. He is fulfilling his priestly function. Tonight we want to look at Psalm chapter 2, which is Messiah as King. Okay? And before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity. We pray that the Holy Spirit will bring maximum blessing to each believer that's here. We know that the prophecy is a great encouragement for us in terms of believing your word and believing what is yet to be fulfilled, what is yet unfulfilled prophetically. Pray that this psalm will be helpful in that regard, in Christ's name. This psalm's easy to outline. It has about four sections to it, and it begins with an attitude or a determination of the nation. Notice the question in verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people is really plural, peoples imagine a vain thing? It shifts from nations and from groups of peoples then in verse 2 to authority figures. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, if you're taking notes, verse 1 through 3 is the determination. The focus is on the determination of the nation. Verse 1 through 3. It's a picture of turmoil, of unrest, of a determination. In verse 1, you have, first of all, the national scene. The national scene. Now, this is a really strong verb. Do you see the word rage? The word rage is a word that means to be in tumult, to be disturbed, to be upset. It carries with it the idea of a throng that is gathering together and they're in harmony about what they want to do, but they're angry about something, okay? It's sort of an uproar is the idea. So what you have pictured is nation. King James uses the word heathen. Now that is the word goyim. The goyim rage. Okay? And this word, as you've learned, can mean nations or Gentiles or peoples in general. But because you have another word for people with it, it's probably best translated nation. What are the nations doing? The nations as corporate unities are in tumult. In tumult. They're in uproar. Okay? They're angry about something. The second thing that we're told is that the people or the peoples imagine a vain thing. Now that word imagine is the word meditate or think. the people think or meditate on an empty thing. Some empty idea, something that from divine viewpoint has no value to it, no structure to it in terms of benefit for them. But somehow it has grabbed them and is occupying their mind. Okay? Okay. So you move from the national concept to the peoples themselves in verse 1. Now in verse 2, you move to authority figures. Okay? Authority figures. The kings of the earth set themselves. Now we have a very, very strong verb. This verb is a reflexive action. It's like you were in a jazzercise class, and that's a good illustration, isn't it? Let's say you were cheerleaders or something like that, and you have to encourage one another in the action. So you have a reflexive action. You're trying to stimulate one another. That's what this verb is here. It is a reflexive verb. The kings of the earth set themselves. They take a very, very firm and solid fixed position is the idea. Okay? And we have rulers now. Rulers take a fixed position. Okay? Okay. They have apparently consulted together, and in their conferences and in their determination, they take a stand. Okay? Okay, the kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together. In other words, you have the concept of the ambassadors and the secretaries of state running to one another, consulting with one another of how they're going to handle a situation. Earnest counsel. Okay? So we have authority figures in counsel, in consort, maybe we could say, together. Now look, all of this is directed, according to this passage, point C, against, you see. Why are they doing this? What is their frustration that is moving them in this direction with such intensity and such intercommunication among the nations? Well, they are angry against the Lord and His anointed one. You see, you have here the nature of the rebellion. In verses 1 and 2, you have the idea of the rebellion. Okay, what is the nature of the rebellion? It is against Jehovah and the Anointed One, of course, is the Messiah. Okay, this word is the word Mashiach. Looks like this in Hebrew. Mashiach. Okay. Now that is a very, very strong statement. Whatever time is in view, it's a time when authority figures and national leaders... Would somebody turn the... Are you people warm? Would somebody turn at least the fan on, please? It's a time whenever authority figures and national leaders are in consort with one another and in agreement about where that consort is going to lead them. They are definitely against the Lord and His anointed or His Messiah. They understand that Messiah and Jehovah is some kind of a threat to them. At least that's the way they see things. Okay? Okay. Now let me show you in the New Testament that the apostles clearly understood this passage as a reference to Messiah. Will you look at Acts chapter 4, please, in verse 25? Keep this other place marked. Acts chapter 4.
and 25 through 27. In it,